bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. We're talking computers. We're talking the Consumer Electronics Show. We're talking technology. We're talking Apples. We're talking Macs. We're talking PCs. We're talking about whatever you want to talk about.
And we're talking to Brett about his problem with a virus.
I hate when that happens. Brett, what's going on?
Oh, well, you know, the computer my wife uses has the virus software detected says Java Verabyte virus of some sort that says it exploits a weakness in Java that it can manipulate documents and things through this virus.
Yes.
And then it said, you know, go to the Microsoft page, go through all these updates and make sure you're updated and everything's secure. And I've done that. I'm completely up to date, Service Pack 2 and everything.
Great.
And now it says that those are embedded, those viruses there. Now, do I need to remove those now that I've handled the security issue with the Java? Do they need to be removed?
Well, here's the deal. Most people who get infected with a virus don't know that they have one. The fact that your antivirus program is popping up and telling you something, it means it's doing its job and it's keeping you safe. It also went a step further and tried to alert you to some things you could do to help tighten up security even more on your system to make sure that this exploit couldn't be taken advantage of by future viruses that might be the same that it may not detect in time.
Okay.
So,
now, I was just saying, it seems to be that these are embedded. It's not removing them to a virus vault like it would normally do, you know, taking that virus and actually removing it. It comes up every time that I run my virus software. The same ones come up again and again.
Does it say where it's finding it? What folder?
Because
a lot of times this will show up in like your temporary internet files.
No, it's not on this one actually.
Okay.
It's saying applications, but I can't get. You know, I tried to go through Windows Explorer. You know, a lot of times you can follow those along.
Yeah.
You know, and I tried to do it that way through Internet Explorer to try to get to that file.
Well,
I could find those.
Is this Norton antivirus or what is it?
I'm running the AVG.
AVG, okay.
Yeah. I'm running the free version of it.
You can go to their website, AVG's website, and look up the specific, in other words, they usually post the specific processes for removal of every single virus that they recognize.
AVG has some other little things it does that some other antivirus programs don't do, and if it doesn't give you an option to quarantine or delete or ignore, if it's not giving you any options, what this is actually just a warning about a potential security problem, not really an actual virus that you have. It sees something that could take advantage, and so it's warning you to make sure that you've got things in place.
And if you want if you want a second opinion, you can actually do an online scan.
Okay.
If you go to housecall.antivirus.com, that's another company that does some free stuff.
And don't use any www's in that, just housecall.antivirus.com.
Yeah, no www.
Oh, okay.
And then what it'll do, it takes a little while, but it'll do an online scan of your whole system. It'll take I don't know what kind of internet connection you have, but that's another way to get that's a quick way to get a second opinion online, if you will.
Okay, no, that's a great idea, yeah, because it doesn't seem to be slowing it down. My son had gotten a Trojan horse, and I had to reload everything on his, and that slowed it way down. This doesn't seem to be slowing it down at all, so maybe you're right. Maybe it's just alerting me to something.
Did he just say maybe? Dare you question the word?
You guys are definitely right. let me say this, too. I'm a PC diehard, but I love my iPod.
Yeah, you know what? And Apple has had some ability to attract new, you know, hardcore PC folks that have used the iPod and said, you know what, this stuff really is easy to use, and there's no question about it. I was actually at the Apple store this morning with a friend of mine who's a pretty avid connoisseur of technologies of all type, and he's got various types of Apple products, lots of iPods, that kind of stuff in his house, and it is tray chic. If you've never been to the Apple store, and I don't want to turn this into an Apple commercial, but it's kind of sounding like one. If you've never been to the Apple store, just go check it out. I mean, you don't have to buy anything. You just go check it out and find out what everybody's talking about.
It's just like one of those stores that's kind of fun to go just look at stuff.
See how the other 5% lives.
They make cool-looking stuff, man.
They absolutely do.
Not only do the boxes themselves look cool, but the user interface, everything looks cool.
Yeah, the PC guys will all go, hey, I'd love to have that, but I don't want to pay that much money.
We're going to take a quick break, a quick timeout, get you caught up with the newsroom here, with what's going on around the country, around the state, around Phoenix. I don't know. Whatever's happening, they're going to tell you about it.
The lovely Diane Arthur graces our presence.
That's true. We'll be right back. It's the Computer Corner, News Radio 620 KTAR.
Make little changes around the house that